All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's where I want to start, because I'm not going to go negative. And I want to help you guys with something. It's very important. In my job, it's not all that different, albeit far less serious, and support my case, try to convince you, argue against your case, etc. Sometimes I do it better than others, but that's my job. What it involves is choosing what facts I'm going to deploy and when, shaping a narrative, building a narrative. And I can shape an argument whatever way I want. I can paint it positive. I could paint it negative. I could make it hopeful. I could make it pessimistic. I could make it funny. I can do what I want. But building, creating, and enforcing narratives, it's what the job is. Why is that relevant? Because you are being victimized by that very skill set every time you turn into cable news. And I want to just present something for you that I don't think is being effectively presented by the dullards on cable news. And it goes without saying, because I think every network, regardless of affiliation, is guilty. Here are some things that you may not have heard today, because I think they're positive, and I'm keeping a positive frame of mind because it's the only way we're going to get through this. But think about 10 days ago. If I told you that Louisiana, who had an order in for 14,000 ventilators, would on their volition reduce their order to 1,000 ventilators, would you believe me? That's not that they didn't get the 14,000 and only got, they're only ordering 1,000. It's a positive. If I would have told you 10 days ago, New York would not run out of ICU beds, would see a decrease in hospitalizations, would see a decrease in ventilator usage, and would not have run out and become overwhelmed, and in fact would show solid data over the course of several days that we are at least flattening and plateauing, would you have believed me? Because I think that's pretty positive. If I told you 10 days ago that the state of California, instead of acquiring ventilators, would be sending them to states in need and would be showing such progress in bending the curve, they would be willing to do that, I think that's positive. See, here's the problem. And I got a million more. We could talk about the new protocols being established and how University of Washington's hospital is operating and the progress and the results they are seeing with these new protocols and how other hospitals are going to begin to do it. We could talk about another drug that's a possible vaccine going into trial. We could talk about all these positive things. But you know what these bastards on TV are doing? Grimmest day in America as deaths spike. Of all the things I just told you, that's what they go to. Here's some news for you. People are dying. People will continue to die. Flattening the curve comes with death. But if we're not doubling every 2 days, and we're doubling every 5 or 6, or in the case of Washington, every 10, etc. It's working. It's positive. Report it. But you know what the problem is with some of these people? They want so badly to be right so they can support whatever cult they belong to that they almost seem disappointed on television when there are positives. I mean, call it what it is. Do I like our current president? No, I do not. Do I find his press briefings embarrassing? Yes, I do. But guess what? I'll be damned if I'm rooting against anyone right now. Left, right, independent, space alien, don't care. You know what I'm rooting for? The data. That's it. I'm rooting for the numbers. And when I turn on the news and they gloss over numbers like I just gave you, news that I just gave you, they gloss right over it. It's a fart in the wind. Only to then go live to some hospital where some doofus points to an ambulance behind him saying it arrived 15 minutes ago with another patient. Don't need it. We all know what's happening in the real world. We all know plenty of ambulances arriving at plenty of hospitals. But why not talk about what the Army Corps of Engineers is doing? How fast they're putting up hospitals. The immense undertaking it is. Why not talk about what UW is doing? Talk about how positive it's looking in places like New Orleans, Louisiana's a state, California, New York. It's not perfect. Won't be perfect. It won't come without setbacks. But as we start a day today on a Wednesday where it's 65 and sunny, whether you're working from home and you're lucky like we are to be doing so, or you've been laid off or furloughed, you're just home, you're with your family, you can go outside today and enjoy a beautiful afternoon, try to escape a little bit. I just want you to understand there are positives in this. There is no perfect. But I will be damned if I allow these insufferable douches on television to continue to just push fear. We all know it's serious. We all know it's scary. But amidst all of that, don't gloss over the positives just so you can get right back to the negative. Don't do that. This isn't a football game. This isn't a dread-like. We're all on the same team. I don't care about left or right. I care about the numbers. I care about somehow imagining life beyond this. I collected a lot of positive stuff. None of it's agenda-driven. None of it's politically sided. It's just stuff. Numbers. Things. Facts. So when I started my day today and immediately saw the fear-mongering after I got done reading, it upset me greatly. Because most people don't do step one and they go right to step two. They don't read. They don't parse facts. They don't try to find what real data is. And instead, their only exposure to news might be that 10 minutes, might be that ambulance, might be that shameless fear-mongering or political agenda. It's gross. Both sides. One side with delusional happy talk, another side that seemingly wants this to be bad so they can get after somebody. Well, I don't belong to either of those. I'm on the side of numbers and people. And what we're doing matters. And it sucks. All right, it stinks having to stay inside. It stinks not being able to live our life, do our things. It stinks I'm going to be at a birthday party tonight for a friend live from my basement, right? It stinks. But watching the numbers improve, watching us change the doubling rate, watching every day gets us another day closer to doing the things we want to do. So that's the side I'm on. That's the mindset I'm in. Everybody else can blow it out their ass. So just seek the truth. Stick to the numbers. Be careful who you're listening to. Both sides. Is it perfect? No. Is it going to be tough moving forward? Of course it will. Are people going to die? Yes, they are. But remember the things I said to you in this segment. There are positives. There are signs. There are encouraging signs, albeit they come with death. But I'm not going to go 180 extremism to tamper down obvious signs that what we're doing is working. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Let's do the business. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.